Blackstone Audio presents Sons of Destiny by Darren Shan. This book is read by Ralph Lister. For Baz, Biddy and Liam, my three pillars. OBEs, Order of the Bloody Entrails, to Lucky Alita Moriarty. A.N. Bo, Bangkok's best Banshees. Emily Lilliputian Twang. Jennifer Stacey Abbotts. Saga editors, Dominica DeRosa, Jilly Russell, Zoe Clark, and Julia Bruce. You done good, girls. Bloody Brilliant Buccaneers, the Christopher Little Cutthroats. And an extra special thank you to all of my Shansters, especially those who have kept me company on Shanville. Even in death, may you all be triumphant. Prologue. If my life was a fairy tale and I was writing a book about it, I'd start with, once upon a time there were two boys called Darren and Steve. But my life's a horror story, so if I were to write about it, I'd have to begin with something like this instead. Evil has a name. Steve Leopard. He was born Steve Leonard, but to his friends, yes, he had friends once, he was always Steve Leopard. He was never happy at home, didn't have a dad, didn't like his mum. He dreamed of power and glory. He yearned for strength and respect and time in which to enjoy it. He wanted to be a vampire. His chance came when he spotted a creature of the night, Larton Crepsley, performing in the wondrous magical show, The Cirque du Freak. He asked Mr. Crepsley to blood him. The vampire refused. He said Steve had bad blood. Steve hated him for that and vowed to track him down and kill him when he grew up.